T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rena joins us on the John Schuster Cold War Blank. Rena, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
I'm drunk, you know, hitting the vodka a little early.
I feel you.
It's 23 degrees. I mean, my God. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean,
it is ridiculous.
I've asked you this before, and I've forgotten because I don't remember what I did yesterday, but are you a native Minnesotan?
No.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
Ohio. So it's a little bit better weather-wise?
Winter lasts about a month shorter on either end.
Yeah. You've ingrained yourself into the community. You have to, on the radio and on TV, say you love it here, that you've grown to love the Twin Cities in Minnesota.
I do love it here. I've been here for 18 years.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, is there part of you, though, that goes, God, my God, this is like, I'm thinking about, you know, sometime, maybe at the end of my career, but getting out of here?
Good question. I will tell you, I know you want me to say yes and just go with that, but I will tell you that, like, I would never go back to Ohio. Mm. Like, that's just not an option.
Where in Ohio?
Youngstown.
Youngstown.
It's like an old steel mill town.
Yeah, sounds very blue.
No steel mills anymore.
Very blue collar sounding, yeah.
And they never recovered. Yep. No, so I wouldn't do that. If I had monies, I would maybe, didn't have to work all the time, I would travel more this time of year.
Yeah.
That's what I would do, I think.
Yeah.
I have a kid. She lives here. Like, unless she leaves, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just, I think I'm trapped because I, like, usually try to get out of town, and it's just miserable this week. And it's like, it's my kid's spring break, too, and we just didn't pull the trigger on going somewhere, and now I'm regretting it. And taking it out
on... You're a bad dad is what you're
doing. I am a bad dad. I'm a horrible father. we got a lot of response to what I started the show with, because Chris, our producer today, his wife bought a sectional, and he wasn't aware of it, and it's a big purchase. Hey, he was fine with it, but it brings up the question, has there ever been a purchase, or is there a dollar limit where you would say, you did what? You bought this without me knowing? Has this ever happened to you? Either you've done it, or your husband has done it, or somebody you loved has purchased something and you had no idea and you thought, I kind of needed that run by me first.
Dude, I cannot even have this conversation. I will get into so much trouble.
Oh, come on. Nobody listens to the show. Nobody's, you know.
Oh, my mom is listening right now, Beverly. I am not the spender in my household.
Okay. That tells me all I need to know.
Yes. And so if I bring up atrocities, I will get into trouble. Oh. Yes. My husband has made purchases without telling me, and exceed things that are that are comfortable for me.
Are these of, like, the four-wheeled variety?
That's one, yep.
Yeah.
Well, he's a car guy. You know that.
Yes. Well, but then you can't blame him, though, can you? I mean, he's a car guy.
Yeah. No. I can, actually. There are certain things that you need to run past yourself before you do them. And then I got the... I thought we talked about that.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's a good one. I may have used that before. Well, the classic line is, it's better to ask forgiveness than it is permission.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we still own it, so, you know.
Well.
He won.
You not in any payback in that regards? Like something that you bought and said, you know what, and then pulled the same card? Like, what?
No.
We didn't talk about it?
First of all, what could possibly cost more than a car? There's nothing I could do that would you know, equalize that. And also, I abhor spending money that so much that I almost would do the opposite then, right? Like, I will spend less now to make up for the fact that you have spent so much.
save money despite him.
Save.
Look at
one
this.
Of us. Yes. One of us. I'm like squirreling away money in a bank in case he goes broke, and then I'm like, ta-da!
Yeah. Congratulations to so I had with Jordana and I talked to Boyd on Monday about his Twitter debacle, about how he's been locked out of Twitter, and he can't be. Twitter won't verify that it's him, even though it's Boyd Hooper. I mean, everybody in this part of the country obviously knows who Boyd is. It's ridiculous. But then come to find out last night, he's been elected to the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Your thoughts about your colleague?
Oh, my gosh. Do you really want me to go on and on and on about how much I adore this man?
Yes, because it's okay. Universal. And, like, you know, there's a lot of times where people are like, oh, he's so, you know, every Boyd is great or whoever it is. You know, he's such a great guy, does this and this. And, you know, and then you're like, there's no way everybody, like, really believes that. But Boyd absolutely is that guy.
Oh, he's that guy. Boyd's the reason that I'm still in journalism.
Yeah.
I met Boyd in the year 2000, and I was at a journalism conference, and there was a guy there talking about how, you know, you got to meet the tiger in the newsroom, and you got to knock on the door of the mom who just lost her kid in the accident. And I was like, I can't do this.
Right.
This is not for me. I'm not, that's not who I am. I will never be that person. And he sat me down and he said, a newsroom takes all kinds of people.
Yep.
You can't have a newsroom full of tigers. You need to have the newsroom full of lots of different people that make up, you know, different voices and all the stuff and the things. And so I listened and I stayed, and then I came here because of him.
Yeah.
And then he's been a mentor to me, both as a human. He was a guide and and his beautiful wife as well for me when I got out of a really bad relationship with someone that was a best friend to him. And so he's just been there for me on so many levels. And he is the person that everyone thinks he is, that he's portrayed to be. You know, he and his wife, their dream was to buy a boat. And you know what they do with that boat? Every week they take someone different out on it and take them for a ride, and they feed them, and they, you know, spend time on the lake. And he just gets to know all of his colleagues better and former colleagues. And he's just there. He and his wife are those people.
Yeah.
They're just the best. Salt of the earth. That is, you know, that is exactly how that should be written on his tombstone someday. Salt of the earth. That is who he is.
That remarkable comments about him. And I was expecting you to sing his praises, but I had no idea, like, about the boat thing. I mean, that is truly remarkable. But you talked about how he was an influence on your career. I was, I came up as a radio journalist, and I was in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, as a radio reporter. And we used to go to RTNDA conferences all the time. And I remember going to a conference with Boyd, and this is a radio, and I'm a radio guy, so it's like, okay, well, he's a television reporter. But he absolutely had an impact on every reporter in that room, and reporters who worked everywhere in the upper Midwest. So I would argue there isn't a newsroom in probably this 5 or 6 state region that hasn't been influenced by Boyd.
And I will tell you, they use his work in colleges all across the country.
Yes.
And not only that, Boyd has traveled to so many different countries to teach. So it's not even just this continent, for God's sake. He has influenced journalists around the world. And that is, like, it sounds ridiculous that I'm saying that, but it is absolutely accurate.
Next topic I want to bring up, some bad news here, and then we'll try to end it on a light note. But so yesterday I was finished the show yesterday. I was at home. My wife and I are watching, and the TV is on, and they show the footage again of this shooter in Nashville going through the school. And my wife was just like, it is so wrong for them to keep showing that footage. That is so disrespectful. And I thought about it for a second, and I'm wondering how you feel about that.
You know, I struggle with these stories.
So do I.
Because I honestly feel like we should never say the names of these shooters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they deserve any attention. I don't think anybody should remember their name. the video, I think people are going to find it whether you put it out there or not. Mm-hmm. I do think in this case, because of what happened in Uvalde and how long the officers took to do anything, mm-hmm. I think it was smart of them to just show how quick the response was. So in that aspect of it, I appreciated that. I don't know how well I would feel if I was a parent. I'm sure I would never want to see the video. I'm yep. sure I would never want anyone to see the video. Mm-hmm. So these stories are hard.
Yep.
But again, the shooter, and I won't say the name of the shooter because I just don't think it's important. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more we give credence to who they are or give any spotlight yep. to who they are, it just encourages possibly someone else to do the same again in the future.
And I think, sadly, we're in an era now where there's just so many disgusting people out there who immediately bring up conspiracies, will bring up just crazy thoughts about something that we're almost, and police, it seems now, are almost forced to do this to say, okay, like the doors of the school were shot out, she got in. That's, you know, we're showing that just to, mm-hmm. you know,
prove it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think we're sadly in that position now. But I totally understand, like you said. I mean, I have no idea what I'd feel like if I was one of these parents. Obviously, you're devastated. But seeing that over and over again, it would be awful.
And to think that you can't, the place is supposed to be safe.
Yes.
You know, it's
yep.
like, you know, drop my kid off at school and I go to work with some sense of assurance that, mm-hmm. you know, she's coming home at the end of the day. And, you know, it's days like Monday that shatter that and make us realize that, you know, we're not safe anywhere.
No,
you know,
nowhere.
Our kids aren't.
Nope. Let's leave on a happy note.
Well,
I just want to ask you something in your life. You don't have to get too detailed, but that is bringing you joy, whether it's like a daily thing, whether it's something this time of year, is there something you're looking forward to? What is it?
Oh, gosh. I'm looking forward to a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to summer just because
when it gets here in August, we'll really appreciate
it. July. I just to take some time off and do stuff with my kiddo.
Yep.
Just spending more time with my kid brings me a lot of joy. And we got two new cats recently or in January, and they're getting big and figuring their way around the house, and they're starting to move around. And so them joining the rest of us in the other parts of the house has kind of been fun. So
is your husband, were you the cat person? Your husband okay? Like when you said, hey, well, let's get a cat.
My daughter wanted the cat.
Okay.
And, my husband is an all animal person.
Good.
It doesn't matter what the animal is.
Good.
And when I met him, he had two cats and a dog.
Oh,
and yeah, and so, and now we have two cats and two dogs.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's we're always willing to entertain another living creature.
My wife, she's obsessed with watching donkey rescue videos on Instagram. So I'm fairly convinced that at some point, when our kids graduate from high school, move on, we'll be owning some sort of donkey rescue facility. So.
My friend wants a donkey.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can go in on it together.
There we go. And I'll be your donkey guy.
You already are my donkey
yeah.
guy, Adam.
Everybody needs a donkey guy. That would be me. Rena, have a wonderful day. It was always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll catch you down the road sometime.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Yep. There she goes. Rena Sarta. And I said it again. There she goes. That's my... It's become my vocal crutch. Mm-hmm. When I'm done with a guest, I said, there, here she goes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.